Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Navkar Corporation Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Vilas Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Lizanne. Good evening and very warm welcome to everyone. Thank you for being on a call of Navkar Corporation Limited. From the management, we are happy to have with us here today Mr. Anish Maheshwari, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Nitin Sharma, General Manager, Finance, and Mr. Kunal. Before we start with the question and answer, we'll have opening comments from the management. Now, I hand over call to Mr. Anish Maheshwari for opening comment. Over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Vikram, for giving us an opportunity for Q1 call. Good afternoon and warm welcome to everyone present on the call. I would like to give insights on the results of current quarter. It is pleasing to express that in current quarter also the business of company continues the level of operations after revival mode, the better operations level than the last as well as the same quarter of last year. The Indian logistics market is forecasted to have robust growth driven by the growth and demand for logistics services. While there are short-term challenges with fuel prices, global commodities, impact of Russia and Ukraine conflict, recovery and growth in the other sectors will further boost demand. In the scenario of global crisis due to Ukraine-Russia war, where the agri business was impacted in huge manner worldwide, it is observed that operating levels of the quarter are in better position with previous quarters, with 16% hike in the top line of company from 204.98 crores to 237.84 crores. The same has risen on yearly basis from 219 crores by 9%. Looking at the figures of the results presented, I like to mention that position of the current quarter has shown growth on the account of normalization of global trading environment. The priority of company is to improve the profitability in line with the natural growth of the business volumes and current units of the company. The elements of the revenue of company during the quarter as follows. In case of ICD at home, volume of import containers handled rose by 22% from 30,335 TEUs to 36,907 TEUs on QOQ basis and from 30,368 TEUs on YOY basis. It's shown the similar rise. Volume of export container handling down by 16% from 19,346 TEUs to 16,335 TEUs on QOQ basis and from 19,707 TEUs by YOY basis. The situation is almost similar. Now, coming up to the aggregate turnover of ICD PFC, same rose by 1.4% from 95.8 crores to 97.14 crores. Speaking about the domestic turnover at ICD, the same rose by 33% from 34.3 crores to 45.6 crores. In case of CFS, volume of exports containers handled stand by 33,811 TEUs from 29,084 TEUs on a QOQ basis, which is rise by 16%, and from 25,455 TEUs on YOY basis, the same is now up by 33% YOY basis. Volume of import containers handled declined slightly by 3% from 30,430 TEUs to 29,590 TEUs on a QOQ basis and 30,364 TEUs on a YOY basis. The same was down by 3%. Coming to the aggregate turnover of CFS, the same rose by 21.5% from 65.3 crores to 79.4 crores. About the domestic turnover rose by 149% from 5.45 crores to 13.6%. In totality, domestic volumes we did have around 59.2 crores, versus last quarter was 39.777 crores. almost 49% rise in domestic turnover, and last year was 49.71 crores, which is 19.09% hike. In case of CFS, the train handled in 245 this quarter, comparing to 184 in the last one. In case of PFT, the number of trains we handled 784 in the last, comparing to 657 in preceding quarters. Now, I just wanted to share the profit figures for quarter 1, FY2023. Operating profits of this quarter stand at 84.16 crores, comparing to 676.14 crores, which is rise by 11%. Comparing year-to-year figures, same was 73.46 crores, from which there is a rise of 14.57%. EBITDA margins in current quarter stand 53.1 crores in comparison to 48.22 crores. In preceding months, which shows a rise by 10%. Comparing year-on-year to figure, the same was 49.25 crores, from which there is a rise by 7.8%. Profit before tax of current quarter was 29.99 crores in comparison to rupees 20.42 crores QOQ basis, which is rise by 47%, and from that rupees 22.25 crores on a YOY basis. The same is up by 35%. Now coming on the figures of profit tax of company, the same stand at 23.84 crores in this quarter in comparison to 30.23 crores for the last quarter. Here I just wanted to add that the profit after tax of last year comes after giving effect of 80IA benefit of whole year in last quarter, due to which the tax impact was the line of negative 9.57 crores. When we rationalize the impact of tax deduction after section 80IA for whole year, the profit after tax of last quarter comes at 16.29 crore, which is rise by around 46% up to quarter ended. For the respect of profitability of company this quarter, would like to few points. profitability of company more higher than that. I just wanted to be highlight over the point. First is that we used to get 5% waiver in respect of railway freight, in respect of transportation through rail, in railways receipts issued by railways to us, but the same is withdrawn from 1st May 2022. The operating profit EBITDA margins affected by 2.15 crores, but despite that, figures are positive. Further, there comes better rise in profit before tax and profit after tax as told earlier. This is because of company availing the benefit of section 80IA in case of RPU unit, because of which effective tax rates are maintainable at the considering lower rate. Coming up to the area of new projects development continuing at Morbi, the current completion stage of aforesaid project is almost 70%, and the management is complementing to the complete the term of LOI by the timeline and make the ICD operational by that time. The purpose of the new ICD is having better connectivity and network to serve the customers better in domestic market as well as the exim market. Towards that Saurashtra region, management is the opinion that the new facility will be helped to acquire new customers and increase the profitability of the company. The company hopes that we are going to start operations lately in third quarter of FY22-23. After analysis of above points, I hereby like to state that company's performance and growth of revenues was in quite better position. Looking at this, company's hopes to sustain the operations and profitability. Now I would like to open for the floor for Q&A session.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The first question is on the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
I just want to know about this ICD in Morbi. What is the status of the project as of now? and how much we have spent and how much is left to be spent on it. If you could just brief us on that.
So basically, the project cost is almost in the range of 135 crore rupees, out of which we had already been achieved 94 crores over there. And financial tie-up was with the Canara Bank. So I can say that 70% work had already been completed over there.
Okay, and by when are we expecting it to be commissioned? Quarter 2 or quarter 3 maybe?
Lately quarter 3. We are trying to completion partial COD by September or October. We are hoping that we'll be start by the late quarter of quarter 3.
Okay, okay. Late part of the quarter. Okay, fine, I got it. Can you tell me if any if the company, you know, plans to take any rate hikes or I've already taken some rate hike in July?
So revisions are already been there. Certain revisions we had already been made in May, certain revisions we had already been did in July also. So this is the ongoing activity. Wherever we required, if the price hike over there in diesel and all, we just pass it through over the period of time. Otherwise, this rate hike which we had taken around 2-3% in July itself.
Okay, in July I have taken 2-3% rate hike, right? If I'm not wrong.
Impact will be coming this quarter itself.
Oh, in quarter two. Okay. Can you tell me on quarter-on-quarter basis, how much 16% revenue growth we can see on quarter-on-quarter basis? Can you give me a breakup of what is percentage in relation to the volumes and what percentage is in relation to realization? If you could give me a breakup of that.
But I can say that volume we are having over there at ICD, we have a volume in this quarter. In totality, 53,242
DUs and CSR 63,401 DUs. Okay, but as in the blended volume increase, if you could just give me a figure of like from 205 crore.
So CFS, we did revenue of around 79.4 crore for exim volume. And ICT 97.14 crore, in totality 176.55 crore. And domestics, we have at ICT 45.6 crore and domestic 13.6, in totality 59.20 crores. So over and all, total revenue was 237.84 crores.
Right, yeah. Oh, fine, that's all for my.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Vikram Vila Suryavanshi from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, this Morbi operation, will it start, when we can see the rail operation will start from Morbi, and if you can highlight on our plans to add more trains for Morbi operation as well as growth in existing business, how the rate addition will happen.
Right away, we are just wanted to be commencement first. So we are targeting that by September we can be did, we can do our more or the development work intra work over there, and we will start partial operations with the partial COD. For that, we required a notification for which we had already been applied for. So once we will be receiving in September or October, then we'll start operations over there in Vapi by road, as well as we are trying to reach around 2-3 months by rail also. So this is our plan right away. So if I can say, operating starting operations will be quarter three, and starting operations by rail will be in quarter four.
Okay, and as per your expectation, what could be the cost difference between road and rail for Morbi, and to what extent the rail can really help us to get market share there?
So basically, I just wanted to elaborate here, there is no such ICD over there in that region. So by road also, we will be getting some good business. And after that railway, I can say almost price benefit which will be going to pass on to the parties. Because what happens now, in early calls also, I just giving the highlight on the movement over there in that region. Empty movement is much higher because all the time they will have to be, they take the container from the port side, and then at the same time they have to be shared that container to the shipping area or the port. So after that ICD over there in Morbi, that will help to reduce their cost by the operational efficiency towards the agri movement, which will be getting less, point number one. Point number two, after railway, it will further one-third cost will be getting down. That is our expectations right now. Then once we start operations, how much we have an agri movement over there by railway, then after we're getting the real sense.
Got it. And what kind of rake addition or railway addition we are expecting for Morbi as well as existing growth? Yeah.
So right now, we are not making plans towards that. But yeah, once our operations will be start, then we'll get the fair sense about the need of railway racks.
Okay.
So primarily, we will be handling our operations by our existing facilities or existing railway modes. Like we have a lead train, and in totality, we are running around 16-17 trains. So with that, we'll be start operations gradually by our own racks, which we have right away. Then we'll gradually decide then how we'll have to be moved further after the operations start.
Got it. And in terms of a domestic railway operation, what kind of growth we are expecting or new routes we can see in the domestic side of a business for a growth along with the existing business?
So basically, if you see, Vikramji, in past 6 or 8 quarters, our domestic operations are always been a higher mode. Like last quarter, we did 39 crore volume in totality, which was in this quarter of 59 crore. So we added Reliance also. We have ArcelorMittal, which we had already been told. Then Smart Chem. So there are few industries which we are catering in the domestic market and on a huge bulk level. So domestic is having a high scope. On that, we are also focusing more on it. As there is margin little bit thin comparatively exim, but yeah, I can say that volumes are very high.
Okay. Because what we are seeing is that, like in case of CONCOR and all that, their domestic growth is almost like 30% plus minus, and they are really focusing on like bulk cement, industrial salt. So are we seeing like a new market coming for domestic market or any new routes we can start which can?
Definitely, definitely. As we are exploring in Morbi also, because there is a volumes from to fro, correct? So there is a market which catering towards the Morbi is a tile hub. And consumption of tiles were very less over there in that particular market. But from there, across India, there is a supply. So definitely, we are going to focus on that too for the domestic market supplies and all. And we have a railway network, and we have a railway, three trains we have already been owned. One might be coming in next 1 or 2 months. So after that, we will be owning our 4 trains, and around 12-13 will be always be on a lease basis. So we just wanted to be monetize over there in that operations. We are hoping that we more focusing on the exim as well as the domestic market too. Because Morbi is new area further for us. There is industries like newspaper, tiles, chemical, that is definitely there. And then also, if you see from Udna, we are doing operations for Arcelor. Similar line, we are doing operations for Smart Chem, Deepak Fertilizer. We are doing operations for Reliance. So domestic is having a scope. And in last quarter, if you see, there was a 39 crore top line by domestic, which is in this quarter, 59 crore, almost 46% growth. So domestic market, we are focusing over and on.
Right. And just to understand the competitive and improvement in the JNPT business, are we seeing like pricing getting stabilized, and how is the pricing between? Because during COVID, we had benefit of ground rent income substantially for CFS operation. But now, if you can give sense between how the pricing has been, is it stabilized or within that ground rent and handling income, how things are looking in terms of competitive scenario at JNPT?
Vikram, can you elaborate the question again?
Yeah, just wanted to get sense about environment at JNPT for CFS operations. Is the pricing stabilized at overall CFS operations at JNPT for industry, and how do you see profitability at JNPT, say, CFS?
So basically, if you see CFS last quarter and last year same quarter, we are, you know, raising last quarter around 33,811 TEUs, which was in last quarter, fourth quarter of 2021-22 was 29,000. So there is a hike of 16%. And YOY basis, if you see, the 33%, correct? Same quarter last year was 25,455. I can say that there is a limitations towards the EXIM volumes with the CFSs, and there are very few CFSs giving the proper services out there. So in that scenario, we are focusing again on that. And CFS volumes, if you see, since last 3 or 4 quarters, we are in an improvement side. And price power, as we all know, after DPD, there is no such price power with us. Yeah, gradually I can say there may be a 2, 3, 4, 5% hike over the period of time, but we are more focusing on the volume side. Because we have a facility over here, so EXIM as well as the domestic, again, I'm telling you, that is the core focus area for us for this facility too.
Got it. Thank you, Sarvya.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Vishal Modi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. I want to know one thing. You said operating expenses this balance sheet, it shows it is very high compared to quarter to quarter and year to year as well. So
correct.
Can we get some justification? Why are operating expenses so high currently?
So basically, with the rest on the operating expenses, we were getting 5% rebate from the railway earlier, which is getting stopped. And in that account, almost we are having a loss, I can say, or that incentive loss is around 2.15 crores. So that was the impact over there, only. And secondly, in a fair manner, if I'll be having a domestic operations high, there is a margin which will be a little bit lesser than the EXIM volumes. So if you see, last quarter, our total revenue was 39 crores in a domestic, which is in this quarter, 59 crores. So there is a margin, which is, there is a threshold of margin in the domestic volumes, where we are getting less margin there comparative to EXIM. That is the major reason. Because operating cost over there is higher than the EXIM operation.
Right. Okay, and second question. Are you increasing your customer base compared to last year? Have you increased any customer base in your database?
So basically, in our options, I can say, in database, if you ask.
New customers added, or you are running with the same old customers?
Basically, if you'll ask me, running with the same old customers is not a tricky question for me, because in this work business, once we're capturing the business from the CHA shipping line or the exporter or importer, then they will remain the same for the period of time. Is there any further addition or the commodity mix change, then the customer will come to us. So I just wanted to give you the gist. More of the customer, more of the time will remain same. There may be add less of 5%-10% each and every quarter. It may be the commodity-wise, there may possible some customer will be getting down, or there may possibility there is the commodity change, then the customer will end. So practically, will ask me, gradually we'll be arranging with that model, and we were having a 2-3% customers will be in a change mode or a addition mode. Otherwise, once your ICD will be set up, 4-5 years after later on, the customer will remain same. Their operations will be getting high or less.
Operation will be, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
so like you asked me, paper industry, if there is exports getting down or import getting down in that particular industry, like last whole year, we were not having a single PTA customer. And this year, we were having almost 800-1,000 containers in per month. Because last year there was done the Rayon, so there were no customer of PTA. So this kind of a commodity mix change, then the customer will come. Further, there are certain percentage of the customers, they are getting high, and then they will be come to us if they will be getting compared by their current operations. But there is a very few changes in the customer list.
Okay.
Marginal.
Okay, and one more thing I wanted to ask. I understood on last phone call, the interest costs were very high for the company, interest what we are paying. So has that been reduced or the interest cost remains the same? I honestly haven't gone through about interest cost, but has the interest cost reduced for the company this year or interest liability?
Interest cost was high. Cost, I can say high. Percentage-wise, there was no high. But cost, it will say, because our Morbi project up and running, last year we took 3 trains. This year our Morbi project came, for that we had taken 95 crores loan. Definitely for next couple of years, there might be interest cost remain same. Then after gradually it will getting down.
Okay, and Morbi operations, I understand, as you said, it will be into operations in September, October, right?
So I can say that we are trying to achieve that date. October, November, December will be the quarter. September, I can't say that, because quarter 3 we are targeting. And we can say that we will be achieve that by November or December. Side operations will be started.
Great. Okay, finally, last question, sir, as an investor. So when can we expect break-even of our price? what we have invested, like, you know, share ka bhao kab badhega, sir?
अभी शेयर के भाव
पे सर आई कांट कंपनी के लिए सब अच्छा हो रहा है लेकिन शेयर्स का भाव सर वो इट्स नॉट यू नो गिविंग गुड फीलिंग
सर शेयर
नाउ ओब्वियसली लास्ट क्वार्टर हैज बीन गुड एज एन इन्वेस्टर
बट सर आप एज एन इन्वेस्टर इफ यू सी लास्ट क्वार्टर माय व्हाट वाज माय शेयर प्राइस इन दिस क्वार्टर व्हाट इज माय शेयर प्राइस
एग्जैक्टली बट सर मेरा तो सर इन्वेस्टमेंट बहुत हायर
प्राइस शेयर प्राइस आई कैन ओनली से दिस शेयर प्राइस कंट्रोल नहीं हो सकता है क्योंकि उसका वजह ये है कंपनी का काम है बिजनेस करना है विच वी आर डूइंग इन बेस्ट मैनर अगर आप देखोगे नंबर वाइज भी अगर आप देखोगे विद ऑल सिनेरियो ऑल कंपटीशन एवरीथिंग इफ यू सी आर नंबर्स मतलब 207 करोड़ रुपए का जो मेरा 219 करोड़ का रिवेन्यू था विद इन 237 करोड़ सो ऑलमोस्ट 10% का ग्रोथ तो हर क्वार्टर में हम लोगों का दिख ही रहा है तो धीरे धीरे जब आपका क्या होगा कि आपका एक्सपेंस डाउन हो जाएगा धीरे धीरे आपकी ग्रोथ बढ़ेगी धीरे धीरे इफ यू डू समथिंग पॉजिटिव फॉर द कंपनी देन प्राइस इज ऑलवेज बी यू नो मैटर व्हेन द मार्केट विल टेक यू पॉजिटिव सो ये इतने सालों का जो आपका नेगेटिव एक बेस बना हुआ है डीपीडी की वजह से कंपनी के नंबर्स वीक हुए उसकी वजह से सो ग्रेजुअली चेंज होगा एंड इट विल डेफिनेटली व्हाट इज आर ड्यूटी टू परफॉर्म पॉजिटिवली विद आर बेस्ट ऑफ आर एफर्ट्स दैट वी आर डूइंग
सर इसीलिए पैसा लगाया हुआ है कंपनी
देखो मैं आपने अगर बीइंग शेयर होल्डर आप लोगों ने अगर ट्रस्ट किया है कंपनी पे तो कंपनी का भी एक बनता है कि दे विल डू देयर बेस्ट सो आई कैन ओनली एश्योर यू दैट ग्रेजुअली जैसे जैसे आपके प्रॉफिट नंबर्स बढ़ेंगे जैसे जैसे आपका डेट लेवल कम होते जाएगा आफ्टर फॉर द पीक हर साल हम लोग 100-150 करोड़ रुपए का रीपेमेंट कर ही रहे हैं पर मंथ हमारा 12 करोड़ रुपए का आउटगो है फॉर द प्रिंसिपल रीपेमेंट तो आप साल का 150 करोड़ रुपए का लोन भी कम कर रहे हो बुक पे तो आप 500-600 करोड़ के लोन पे अगर 150 करोड़ तो ओवर द पीरियड ऑफ 2 or 3 इयर्स आपका लोन बुक जब अगर कम हो जाता है तो सीधा 50 करोड़ रुपए का तो इंटरेस्ट ही ऐड हो जाएगा प्लस आपका बिजनेस ग्रोथ होगा वो अलग प्लस आपका मतलब कहने का अभी मोरबी भी अगर समझो चालू हो जाता है पहले साल में मैं अज्यूम करता हूँ कि मोरबी अगर मेरा 50 करोड़ का भी कॉन्ट्रीब्यूट करता है वी आर ट्राइंग टू अचीव दैट नंबर बिकॉज 10-15 करोड़ रुपए हम लोग एजम कर रहे हैं कि एग्जिस्टिंग बिजनेस से हम लोग वहाँ पे कैप्चर कर लेंगे इन वर्स्ट केस सिनेरियो विल बी टेकिंग 10 करोड़ रुपीज मिनिमम तो 30 करोड़ का रिवेन्यू वहाँ एड है और उसके ऊपर अगर मैं 30% का भी अगर एबिटा पकड़ू या 25% का भी एबिटा पकड़ू ऑन ऑपरेटिंग लेवल दैट माइट बी कमिंग अराउंड 10 करोड़ रुपीज सो वी आर ट्राइंग आर बेस्ट टू यू नो गेट अचीव द नंबर्स आप हर क्वार्टर पीछे 4-6 क्वार्टर से देखोगे तो नंबर आगे ना पॉजिटिव मूड या हाँ सो बेसिकली दिस इज द पॉइंट वेयर वी कैन पुट आर एफर्ट्स इन द राइट डायरेक्शन देयर प्राइस डेफिनेटली
सर फ्यूचर में डिविडेंड्स एक्सपेक्ट कर सकता है क्या डिविडेंड्स कभी दिया नहीं
देखिए बेसिकली कंपनी पे जब तक डेट का प्रेशर है आई कैन से डेट एक बार चुकने के बाद में हम लोगों ने लास्ट ईयर भी ट्राई किया था एक बार डेट का लेवल नंबर थोड़ा कम आ जाए देन वी डेफिनेटली कम अप विद द पॉलिसी ऑफ डिविडेंड
ओके वेल आई एम डन थैंक यू सर
थैंक यू सर
थैंक यू A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is in the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Regarding this Morbi facility, like ICD Morbi, so if I'm not wrong, we have got a first mover advantage in this area. So I just wanted to know what is our preparedness in terms of tying up clients, because if I'm not wrong, in last call you had said that we have been in engagement with clients and we were like trying to finalize as to the clientele list, because if our facility is going to start in Q3 and we are trying to start our facility and I have a target of around 50 crores. So can you just give us an idea as to what is the preparedness of the company in that aspect?
So basically, in last quarter, if you see, we were almost around the 30-40% work done over there, which is 70% now. So Morbi infra, we are having a sense that we'll be complete infra work by October. And with partial COD, we'll start the operations, point number one, which I told earlier too. Second point which you arrived by you, that customer base. We are in that region since last 2 years. Our marketing team were there and exploring the customer base. They are going to meet them. They are just going to understand what is the mode of operating, which kind of operations they are having right away, how they have an arrangement with the transporter as well as the logistic solutions. With that, we are having a fair sense that we almost reached around 2,200 plus clients till now. Out of which, so many customers, they were giving us a comfortable, once you will be start with your operations, we'll be the first mover. Because the issue is what, if you are going with some math, right now you are doing this, after when the Navkar will establish over there, that will be your cost, correct? So as I am just giving an example, like for particular some operations, if you are paying 10,000 rupees, with Navkar, that will be cost you around 9,000 rupees or 9,500 rupees. Party will definitely move to us just for a check. Okay, whatever we are saying, correct or not. Once it will getting done, then action of party will be 100% moving towards us. It was happened in our past history also. When we started TUM, so the customer base was 17,000 containers in the first year. Next year we reached around 40. Third year we were having a 1.5 lakh containers volume almost. You got my point. So what happens, once we start the operations, there may be a comfort, because the issue is what, they are also having that the different kind of arrangement with different kind of logistic players. So in day one, they can't be changed, correct? Once they will start services, taking services from me, they will get that comfort. After that, they will gradually migrate to us. So this is the process of operating situations. It might take 3, 6 or 9 months. But once the party will having a complete circle with me, they will understand how we are doing operations, what cost they are saving. Then after, definitely they will come to some, if you see in Vapi, there is no second choice for the party. The same way in Manama, there is no second choice of the party.
Right.
There is no second ICD over there. So whatever business we will be taking from the existing market, because we are not going there and making new market or we are taking new business over there. We are just capturing the existing business which is already been there. Morbi is a tile hub. There is a volume is there. Sir, we just wanted to shifting from there to us. That is the point.
Right. Got it. So it is correct. It would be correct to say that we have got some pricing power, and also the fact that we have a good combination of mix of a rail and road. So our cost, it will be cost efficient plus having a pricing power over our existing business. Would it be right to say?
So basically, we'll see, so tell me pricing power, I can't say right away, because if I'll be going with the cost benefit method to the party, definitely party will join me with the good hands. And that is my core also. In past also we did the same. We are going with the good prepositions of business with the good valuation, with good value of the price. So party definitely try me, and once they will try me, they will get understand what is the price which we are paying earlier and now where we are getting the benefit. So that philosophy will remain continue for the Manava also, Morbi also.
Okay.
Of course, there is no railway lining with anybody else. There is no railway ICD over there. So we'll be having a first mover, and railway is always be cheaper than road.
Right, always, right. No doubt. And as in, there is no delay, etc. as well. It is quite smooth compared to any other. Is it fair to assume that they say for the this quarter we have made a margin of around 22.3% EBITDA margin? So we can say that the starting of Morbi facility, that facility would surely have like 200-300 BPS more margin that your existing business.
So sir, right now I can't comment on it. Once my operations will be getting start, then only I will getting that understanding how I will be doing pricing power and how I'll have to be at the EBITDA over there.
Okay. And coming to the debt part, currently the short term plus long term is around 560 crores, and I am assuming long term is around 480 crores. So what level of debt are we comfortable with, or are we planning to prepay some of it in financial year 23? What is the plan when it comes to that?
So if you'll ask me, for Morbi, we are having a plan to further debt of around 50 to 50 crores in this current year. After that, this year we are already being paid advance EMI till February 2023, which is almost, for this year we were having a payment of 150 crores, which is sufficiently able to pay. And gradually it will remain same. Yeah, if you'll ask me for adding new loan, we are not having any kind of philosophy towards there. But for Morbi, we are having already financial, indebtedness that with the Canara Bank, and out of which we have already been 57 crores we have already been taken. Around 37 crores remain pending with them, which will be complete till this October, partial COD. Then after, there is no further need of loan. I can say gradually it will getting down year on year. If there is a cash surplus with the company, we try to repay the debt. First target, first priority for the company, is there any kind of a cash, further cash with the company for from the business, we will definitely repay the debt. That is the core objective of the company.
Okay. So we can say more or less we will be maintaining debt around this level means for the next,
yeah.
For this financial year at least.
Not more than that.
Okay. Fair enough. And I forgot to ask about the Morbi at peak level. Can you give me a rough estimate of the turnover, or can you give me the asset turn as to what would be the peak revenue when it comes to Morbi?
Peak revenue will be around, we were having a capability over there are 2 lakh containers in a phase 1, correct? So if I'll be taking 20,000 rupees per TU margin, per TU realization will be around 400 crore on a peak. It's a rough estimate. I just wanted to give it to you.
Okay. Say 2 lakh TEUs and 400 crore on phase 1. So, okay, we have some plans post this as well in Morbi, you mean to say, as in. Or is there any something on drawing board?
Correct.
Okay, fine. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is on the line of Abdul Qadar from Ratnabali. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Sir, I would just like to know one thing, sir. If you could just throw some more light on the CTO license which you have, gained just in the past week.
So basically, here we were having a CTO license category 2. And category 2 license will specify the purpose of a specific port. And now we are getting the category 1 license, which we had taken from ARC, Edelweiss ARC, and it got transferred to us. With category 1, I can do all kind of a railway operations for the goods trains across India. From any of the port, for any of the port, for any of the destinations, it can be domestic as well as a exim volume. So this is the liberty which we get by CTO license category 1.
Okay, and sir, like any payment which will have to be done for this?
Yeah, we paid almost around 6 crore rupees for the CTO license.
I'm sorry, sir, I could not get your voice, sir.
12 crore rupees. We are involved to sale the CTO license category 2, which might be done in couple of months probably. So we did take CTO license category 1, category 2 was in 10 crores, and now we spend 12 crore for the category 1. So originally, if you say, if you'll ask me, category 1 license, we will have to pay 50 crore rupees. As we got this license in auction, in 12 crore rupees. So that license is having remain 8 years time, 9 years time. So for that we pay 12 crores. So our annual duration for the category one license is 20 years. For that you'll have to pay 50 crore rupees the government. And we get this license for next 9 years as we taken this license from auction. So for that we pay 12 crore rupees.
Okay, fine, fine. Thank you so much, sir. And all the best.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Parth Sheth G from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, sir. I had a question. Like, can you tell us about how will be the revenue growth for FY23?
Revenue growth, you are asking me?
Yes, revenue growth.
So if you see in first quarter, we were having almost container wise, if you see, we were having a growth over there. And revenue-wise, we were having around 60-70% growth in quarter one. So we are hoping that in similar line, we will be targeting. And the more we will more add, if quarter three or quarter four, then it will be in addition to that.
Okay, okay. Okay, and also like, how do we see the EBITDA margins in the next 2-3 quarters going ahead?
So EBITDA margin, it will ask me, right now we are at 22-23%. We just wanted to be maintaining that first because past 2-3 quarters what is the range of 21-23%. So our first target is 23-24% will have to be maintained. After Morbi will come in picture, then we'll see and revise the number or relook at that, what we are getting and what we are earning from that. So that is our core target, and our historical, if you see, our number was almost in a range of 37-38% EBITDA. But we are targeting in couple of years, or I can say, we just first target, we are taking 30% of EBITDA in couple of years, 2-3 years, I can say.
Okay, okay. And can you tell me the what will be like the tax rate for this financial year?
So we are under MAT for both end. So it may be in range of around 20%.
Okay, okay, 20%. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
So thank you everyone for joining us for the quarter call. I would like to thank you again to the Chorus and Philip Capital for giving us an opportunity to highlight our business operations as well as the movie situations as well as the profits. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Philip Capital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.